How does he show us his love? You guys will get this. Before time began, he knew we were going to mess up, and he loved us. Made us, anyway. Okay? So you guys go, well, I'm a mess up. You know, one of the guys was sharing, I mess this up in my life. Shared with me yesterday. He's really sad about it. Everybody's a mess up. Every one of us. Every pastor that preaches. Billy Graham. Every one of them. They're all messed up. They all fall short. All sin and fall short of the glory of God. They've all fallen short. Nobody lives to the standard of God. He knew we were going to be that way, and he loved us and created us anyway. He died for us. What more could he do? He calls us sons. Okay? You're adopted into his family. When you're adopted in, you can't get out. Can somebody get adoption, be adopted by somebody and say, oh, I don't want to be adopted anymore? No, the parent could say something maybe. Maybe they could, I don't know. But the kid can't say, oh, I'm not adopted anymore. They're adopted. Okay? We're adopted as sons. God glorifies himself in us. He glorifies himself. Right? Each of you individually is unique. And you need to understand how valuable you are. So many times Satan's lies, he said, look around. That person's better than you at that. That person's better than you at that. That person's better at that. And they point out all these things that make you feel like you're an F. You're just a loser. Oh, you're just a drug addict. You're just an alcoholic. You're just a loser. You broke up your family. You did this. You did that. You know? Yeah, I did. So, now I am a son of God, and he loves me, and he's taken me to a better place, and he's going to glorify himself in me. And it doesn't matter what you did in the past. It doesn't matter what you did yesterday. All right? There's nothing you can do to make God love you more. There's nothing you can do to make God love you less. You can't do it. You can't do it. Otherwise, your actions would determine the love of God. You'd be in control. You'd be more powerful in the love of God if you could control his love by your actions. Anybody think they can control God's love? Anybody think they can be that bad? So a lot of times, there's a pride in things of saying, I'm so bad, I messed up so bad, God can't even love me. Wow. So Jesus is up there. He's bleeding out on the cross. He's dying for all your sins. And you got the balls to say, that ain't good enough. That ain't good enough. Nope, got to do better than that. I can be badder than the goodness of God. I can be so bad, I can screw up my life so bad that God's goodness isn't enough to make up for it. Really? But that's what you think many times. That's what we all think many times. I'm a mess up. That is pride. You might think it's, oh, I'm down, I'm humble, I'm this, that. No, that's pride. Because you think your badness is stronger than God's goodness. When you do that, that's what you're doing. You're thinking you're all that. You're going to that cross and you're saying, not enough for me. I am so bad. You can't do it. You can't do it. That's what you're doing. I want to lay it out there. I want to lay it out so you understand it. Because hopefully the next time you start getting down on yourself and beating yourself up and thinking that God can't do something through you, you're going to go, wow, I guess I'm being pretty prideful. I think I'm stronger than God. Anybody think they're stronger than God? Okay, good. You want to quit acting like it then? All right? Okay? Quit acting like it then. And what you do to show that you're acting like you're not stronger than God is to say, God, why don't you start using me like a puppet? Take me where you want to take me. I trust you for my life. I trust you to take me. And when an obstacle gets in my way, I'm going to look up and say, what's this doing here, Lord? I want to be walking this way, and there's an obstacle. What do? I said this many times before. I want to say it again. Whenever you run into a horizontal problem, which is almost all the problems we run into pretty much, with people, with health, with everything, you go vertical. whenever you run into a problem, a horizontal problem, you go vertical. This is what God wants you to do. All right? And sometimes he just says, hey, you see that? You know, talk to me. You don't listen. Hey, you see that? Talk to me. Then sometimes he's got to go, do you see that?
Yes.
Talk to me. How much do you need? You want to get knocked on the side of the head? What do you need? You've been through it, the hard stuff. You need it again? He wants you to go to him. He's saying your ways don't work. Take heed when you think you stand, lest you fall, the scripture says. All right? I got this. Oh, really? You got nothing. Nobody's got nothing. Nobody's got a breath. They don't have their next breath. They don't have the next anything.